بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. عن ابي هريره رضي الله تعالى عنه ان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: لتؤدن الحقوق الى اهلها يوم القيامه حتى يقال للشاة الجلجاء من الشاة القرناء. رواه مسلم. Continuing with the chapter, just to recap, the prohibition of oppression and the injunction that whatever right of someone one has usurped, it is a demand, a requisite of Shariat, that that right be redressed and the retribution be exacted for whatever wrong one has done. Before translating the hadith, it's important for us to understand the context, in the sense that when it comes to zulm and oppression, one is the shar'i meaning, which we have dealt with in detail. But generally, ulama-i-kiram say one of the reasons why zulm and oppression is so looked down upon in Shariat is that generally this is something that the strong do against the weak. The oppressed generally are the weak ones, and those that are in a position of strength in this world. What we have to understand, that this world is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's examination room. إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ. Allah says, we have beautified, we have made this world attractive, we have embellished it with various things. لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ, in order to test you. So when you are given wealth, you are given status, you are given position, and importantly, you are given authority, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala's blessing, Allah's ni'mat upon you. It has to be utilized in a positive way. You are not supposed to take advantage of your position of authority and oppress others. And we find that we have this mindset that because of our strength or because of our authority or because of our wealth, the injustice and the oppression that we do to others, we are going to get away with it. However, there is a court that is coming. And in that court, there is no question. There is no question of getting away. وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطِ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. Allah says, the day is coming. The scales of justice will be set up, and there will be no oppression. There is no question there that if you had authority or wealth or position in this world, and you usurp the rights of someone, in that court you are going to get away. In this world you may get away. Allah Ta'ala says, "Dey fala tudlamu nafsun shay'a." There won't be oppression tolerated of any form. Wa in kana mithqala habbatin min khardalin atayna biha. Allah says, if there was even an atom's weight of any action, an atom's weight of any wrong perpetrated one to the other, atayna biha. Allah says, on that day we will bring it in front of you. Wa kafa bina hasibin, and we are sufficient as those who will do reckoning. So in that context, understand this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in that context, where Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala who says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَتُؤَدُّنَّ الْحُقُوقَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. You will have to, it is imperative that the haq, the right of someone, you will have to return it back to him. You will have to fulfill the haq and right of one another. On the day of judgment, حتى يقاد لشاة الجلجاء من الشاة القرناء. Forget the strong getting away in this world. Forget the weak being disadvantaged in this world. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, even the horned animal, even the horned sheep, on the day of judgment, Allah Ta'ala will take hisab from the horned sheep against the one that didn't have horns. Now generally, when it comes to animals, we have this understanding, my respected brothers, that their sense of justice is not there. The intellect of animals are not developed. So in the world, normally, if a sheep has horns or an animal has horns, there is a probability and a likelihood that the one with horns will harm the one without horns. In other words, the one that is strong will harm the weak. Animals don't have this acute sense of right and wrong, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed insan and human beings with. What is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us? Even an animal won't get away. Even an animal won't get away. And despite the fact that the animal does not have complete comprehension of right and wrong, on that day the animal also will have to answer before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how are you possibly going to get away? Realize that in this world you will have to fulfill the haq and the right of those that you have wronged. Interestingly, ulama ikram raised the question that we find in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the resurrection of animals also will occur. We know on the day of judgment, insan, human beings will be resurrected. But in this hadith, we learn that even the animals will be resurrected. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا طَائِرِ يَطِيرُ بِجَنَاحَيْهِ إِلَّا أُمَمٌ أَمْثَالُكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says there is not a moving creature. There is not a moving creature on the surface of the earth, nor is there a bird that is flying with its wings. Illa umamun amthalukum, except every of these various creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have an ummat, have a community just like you. In other words, like you get ummatul insan, you get ummatul tuyur, ummatul siba, ummatul hayat, you get various communities of snakes, of animals, of insan. Allah Ta'ala says, ma farratna fil kitabi min shay. In other words, kullu shay'in maktub. Every action of every animal is recorded. Of every bird is recorded. Of every snake is recorded. Everything is recorded before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thumma ila rabbihim yuhsharun. Thumma ila rabbihim yuhsharun. Then every one of these ummats, every one of these communities, not only insan, birds, insects, animals, every one of them will be resurrected before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. Elsewhere in Surah Taqwir, Allah says, وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ, that even the animals in the jungles will be resurrected before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from this hadith we learn that even the animals will be resurrected. And what is the underlying message? Even the horned sheep will have to answer for the wrong that it did to the sheep that was not horned. In other words, if that is the case with animals, where is the possibility that an insan or a human being who has wronged or oppressed anyone is going to get away in Allah's court? So in this world, before that court, whatever wrong you have done, we have to try and redress that and try and address the problem. Ask the person for forgiveness, and if you have eaten up his haq or right, try and pay him back. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.